This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jesus would say about himself, "I am the light of the world. In me there is no darkness." Those are powerful terms that people could understand perhaps better than we can, because they didn't have street lights, they didn't have headlights on their cars, they didn't have lights in their house. And for Jesus to say, "I am the light of the world," was a powerful statement. Today we're going to talk about 7 words that will change your life out of the book of Psalms that talk about God taking the darkness in your life and turning it into light. That's a powerful statement. My God turns my darkness into light. We're going to actually affirm that together out loud as a part of the message. But God is the one who flips the switch, to use the title that's on the screen. He's the one that brings light into darkness. It's Psalm 18. We're preaching through this book of the Bible. We're not covering everyone, but selected verses today from Psalm 18. I think it's a powerful psalm. David has just been delivered from his enemy, physically delivered. And his first response is to say these words, "I love you, Lord." I want to suggest something to you about praise. The highest praise you offer to the Lord is to say, "I love you, Lord." Think about in a marriage, the highest thing that a husband can do for his wife verbally is to say, "I love you." But nothing, get this, nothing replaces the 3 words, "I love you." Conversely, a husband can hear, "You know, I appreciate you bringing home a paycheck. I appreciate you fixing things around here." But there comes a time when the husband says, "You know, I'd like to hear her say, I love you." Parents with a child, the children need to hear those words. Not, "You're a good student, you're a great athlete." They need to hear the words, "I love you." I'm going to illustrate it in a humorous way, and then I'm going to illustrate it in a very serious, even painful way for some people. When I ministered in Atlanta, there was a youth minister that served there by the name of Brad Ratliff. Brad was a big football player, big athletic type guy. He was dating a girl, even though he lived in Atlanta ministering to the young people there. He dated a girl in Tampa, Florida, in Tarpon Springs area. And he would go down to Tampa from time to time. And one day he came up to me and said, "Randy, I really need to take this weekend off. I want to go to Tampa and I want to propose to Jenny. I want to talk to her mom and dad and ask for her hand in marriage, so to speak." And he said, "Do you care if I take the weekend off?" And I said, "No, go ahead and do that. I understand that." The following Saturday night, he spoke at the Saturday night service. He had just gotten back from proposing to Jenny. And he stood up to begin his message, and he looked down at his notes, and then he looked up and said, "You know, I really love Jenny. I'm crazy about her. And I can't stand to be without her, and I just love her so much and looking forward to marrying her." And then he looked back at his notes, and I thought, "Oh, well, good, and now he's going to start his message." Then he looked up again, he said, "You know, I really can't stand being away from Jenny. It just drives me crazy. It's the most painful experience of my life is to be away from her. I just think about her day and night." And then he looked back at his notes, and now he's going to start his sermon. He looked up again and said, "You know, I can't wait to see her again. I can't wait to be with her the next time I see her. I just long for the time that I can be with her all the time, 24/7. And finally, I was sitting in the front row and I said, "Brad, we get the point. We get the point. We understand." He was lost up in love would be the phrase that I would use. Kenny Rankin, a songwriter years ago, said, I had a line in a song. I still remember it. "I love being lost up in love with you." And that's what Brad was with Jenny. He was lost up in love, and the most natural thing that flowed out of his heart, not out of his mind, out of his heart, was, "I love this person called Jenny." And isn't it interesting that David has just been rescued from his enemies, and the first thing he says, "I love you, Lord." When's the last time you told the Lord you love him? I think it's the highest expression of praise.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.